big night out. You can bet on the greyhounds. You can bet on this place you want to be. Come on, come on, race along to the greyhounds. You bet it's the place for you and me.
On Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Going Greyhounds. With all the news from kennels and courses around the country, here's Mark Duclos.
22, talk about this week in the world of greyhound racing. Of course, the Golden Easter Egg just around the corner, but live baiting, still plenty of information going around with regards to that cause as well, live baiting. Mark Duclos, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Jace. It was a terrific night of greyhound racing at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. We had four semi-finals of the Golden Easter Egg, with the final to be held this Saturday night. $250,000 going to the winner, and the Mexicans, as usual, have dominated. Andrea Daly taking out three of the semi-finals, and Debbie Coleman, who's based in Victoria as well, taking out the other. This morning we'll talk with Alan Harris, who is the operations manager of the New South Wales GBATA. Kim Hyde, a trainer from Lisdale in New South Wales, has the very, very short price favourite, Kahale Kaluna, in the Magic Maiden. And we'll also talk with Debbie Coleman, who, as I mentioned, prepared recruitment to win a semi-final of the Golden Easter Egg. But live baiting, as you mentioned, is still very much at the forefront. We've had four more people charged with criminal offences in Queensland just in the last week. And last Tuesday night, they held a very, very fiery industry forum at Albion Park, where there were over 300 people in attendance, as well as the CEO of Racing Queensland, Darren Condon, and also Michael Byrne, who is the head of the Queensland Greyhound Control Board up there. And look, I think they're looking for answers. The industry participants up there are looking for answers. They want, you know, the problems that they have in the industry, that Racing Queensland are making decisions at the moment that a lot of people up there don't agree with. So for the industry participants, they're looking for clarification as to where the industry is going to go moving forward. As well as that, Greyhound Racing New South Wales, a number of people that were suspended over the live baiting, they're all scheduled to appear this week and next week with Greyhound Racing New South Wales. So their fate will be determined by the statutory body here in New South Wales in the next week or so. And there's industry forums being conducted. There was one held yesterday at Wentworth Park where the interim CEO, Paul Newson, is travelling around the country, or travelling around the state, I should say, and again, being front and centre and answering people's questions, I suppose, as to where the industry is going to go moving forward in New South Wales. As well as that, Jace, we've had plenty of big racing. Zulu Mystique won the Maitland Gold Collar last Thursday afternoon, a $5,000 race. Rebellion Magic won the Dapto Silver Collar, and Rebelli Magic ran 30-01. And at Bathurst last Monday, a greyhound by the name of Base Louder claimed the 450-metre track record. Now, 48 hours earlier, Overflow Magic had set a new mark of 25.57. 2 days later, Base Louder comes out and runs 25.45. And that was a terrific win by Base Louder, and a greyhound that's got plenty of ability. But as I mentioned earlier, it's a big night coming up this Saturday night at Wentworth Park. And we've got Easter Egg Heats, Easter Egg Final. We've got the Association Cup Final. We've got the Magic Maiden. We've got the New Sensation. We've got the Ultra Sense. And we are having a fantastic night at Wentworth Park this Saturday night. Alan Harris, the operations manager of the GBOTA, is about to join us online now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Duke. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. Tell us what we've got planned Saturday night as far as punters go, entertainment on track is concerned.
Yeah, so we're just working through the schedule at the current time. So this stage we'll kick off the night with the Life Members Free-for-All Stake. So still see a range of dogs that didn't make it through to the Golden Easter Egg Final appear from the opening race on the card, and that first race will go just after 7. So we are an early kickoff on Saturday night, so people should take note of that. Then we have the three Group 3s, as you mentioned, the Magic Maiden, sponsored by Ladbrokes this year, New Sensation, and Amber Soli, and Paul will be with us. Paul and Pat will be with us on Saturday night. The Association Cup for the 720 dogs, and they were fantastic heats on Friday night. Great to see the good dogs like Sweet It Is and Lady Toy and Space Star get through, and then, of course, onto the Golden Easter Egg, and the Ultra Sense will feature in there as well. In terms of off the track, we've got three $1,000 giveaways, roving entertainers, free popcorn, jumping castle, face painters for the kids, so still plenty happening.
It is the night of night for Wentworth Park, isn't it? It's the night that you build all year around.
Yeah, it's one of those fascinating ones. I mean, everybody loves it, loves a final night. I think the racing purists quite like the first 2 weeks of the carnival, especially when you look at a card like Saturday night just gone. It was, you know, such a strong card in terms of the three heats of the Ultra Sense, the four semis of the Egg, which are now paying $10,000 to each winner, and the three heats of the Association Cup. But, you know, final night where you see them all get through, and we'll have the trainers parade for the Golden Easter Egg to recognise those finalists. We'll still acknowledge Hostile, who unfortunately won't be able to take place in the final eight of the Golden Easter Egg. So that decision was undertaken on Saturday night not to draw it, and but it's still appropriate. The dog is recognised as having made it through in one way or another, and we wish that dog a speedy recovery.
Yeah, just clarifying that, Hostile actually ran second in its semi-final behind Recruitment, but shortly after the line it suffered a broken hock. I spoke to Darren Beasley late on Saturday night. He was getting the Greyhound X-rayed yesterday, so tragedy for Darren, a really top young bloke and a good trainer, and a Greyhound that would have been a formidable force in that final on Saturday night.
Yeah, most. And I mean, box draws are always a hard thing, but you know, you say the dog draws inside like it did on the heat, yeah, it would have been a real show. And you know, our thoughts are with Darren. I know they did have those X-rays undertaken yesterday, and subsequent surgery will happen today. So it's not good, but we want to take that opportunity to still recognise Darren and the dog and connections, as well as the eights that are now there, and wish all of them the very best of luck.
It's one of the great nights of Australian Greyhound racing. Ellen, I'll see you next Saturday night trackside.
Look forward to it and hope everyone comes out for a great night.
Thanks, Ellen. Ellen Harris there, the operations manager of the New South Wales GBOTA. Well, one of the feature events at Wentworth Park on Saturday night, Magic Maiden, and we've seen some very, very smart young greyhounds go through this series over the last couple of weeks. Recruitment, a greyhound that we'll speak to its trainer Debbie Coleman about a little bit later, actually started its career in the Magic Maiden 12 months ago, and 12 months later it's in a Group 1 final worth $250,000. Last Friday night, the semi-finals of the Magic Maiden were held. Cahale Kaluna was the fastest qualifier in 29.75. Black Bear Lee won its semi in 29.88, the same time that Down Every Road for Minnie Finn won. And Dear Darcy ran 29.89. Joining us online at the moment now is the trainer of Cahale Kaluna, Kim. Hi, good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You must be ecstatic with the way that Cahale Kaluna is performing. He's had two career starts, and he has won both of them in emphatic style. He ran 29.69 at his debut, and then he backed it up last Friday night in the semi-final, running 29.75.
Very happy with him, yeah. You could, very happy. He tries really hard, and I really think that his pace is his biggest asset, so he's in there with a chance.
Brilliant early pace. He's run 5.36 to the first mark in both his semi-final and his final. He's a real homebred greyhound for the Hyde family. He's by Oaks Road out of She's the Goods, and She's the Goods was a litter sister to your very, very smart greyhound called True Cahale, which won Country Challenge. It won the Group 3 Ambrosoli. It won a Wagga Cup. You must be thrilled that you can continue the breed.
Yeah, very, very happy. It was also very good of Mickey Zatari. When he bought the bitch, She's the Goods, we always said that if he bred with her, we wouldn't mind a pup. And true to his word, he came when they were 3 months old and dropped off a pup. So I was very, very delighted that he did that.
This greyhound's always shown you ability, but hasn't it? I mean, if we go back to its performance trial back in late November last year, it ran 25.75 at Bathurst, and then on the 23rd of February, it came out and ran 25.61 in a performance trial. That was 1/100th outside the track record at the time.
He has always shown ability, actually. He just seems to be a real little professional at the moment. I hope he keeps going the way he has been, but you don't really have to do much to him. He's a lovely dog at home, and he tries really hard, and I just think that, you know, he might be a handy dog in the future.
The box draw for the Group 3 Magic Maiden on Saturday night has Dear Darcy in box 1, Aqua Phoenix 2, Zipping Meg in 3, Kevro in box 4, Black Bear Lee in box 5, Kahale Kaluna 6, Down Every Road 7 and Nitnoi in box number 8. Kimmy, I think for you the best thing is that Black Bear Lee, trained by Ruth Maddock, has drawn box number 5, and we've seen in both of these greyhounds starts to date a very good beginner but just does a hard left out of the boxes, and you've drawn directly outside of it.
That's probably going to be a big help for us, obviously. So I'd like Black Bear Lee to go to the fence to give our fella a little bit of room, but I still hope that there's no trouble in the race.
Now, you train from a little hamlet called Lisdale, which is just outside of Lithgow. Must be getting nice and chilly up there with this autumn weather that's just kicked in.
Starting to get a little bit cool, yeah. A couple of frosts we've had in the last couple of days, but not too bad of an afternoon.
And as I mentioned, you've been involved in greyhounds for a long while. The satisfaction you get out of bringing a pup like Kahale Kaluna along?
It is nice to win a race when you know that you've had a big hand in everything. Watch them grown up and they develop their personalities and their little perks and quirks. But, he's really been no trouble from the day we got him. So he's just been, as I say, at the moment, he's a little professional. So I just hope he stays like that.
Yeah, good luck on Saturday night, Kim.
Thanks very much.
Kim Hyde there, the trainer of Kahale Kaluna. And Jase, it's great to see young greyhounds go to Wentworth Park and take to the track, which is what Kahale Kaluna has done. He's had just the two career starts, and he's been brilliant in both them, running 5.36 to the first mark, which is a time that top graders win.
Absolutely, Mark. It's certainly not the easiest track, is it, to take to as a young greyhound, and he's done a great job.
He has, and look, he's running smart times. And the thing about, you know, the Hyde family, they've been involved in greyhound racing for a long while. They know what it takes to prepare a good dog. They train True Kahale, which is the brother to the mother of Kahale Kaluna, and they took their time with that greyhound. They took him around the country. They took him around the state. He won a country challenge. He won at a number of tracks. They took him down to Sandown. He proved himself there, but they know what it takes. They know what it takes to prepare a greyhound and to have a greyhound that has a career of longevity as well. So Kahale Kaluna, people would say he's drawn box 6. It's not well drawn, but if you see a replay of Black Bear Lee, as I said, it begins brilliantly and just does a left-hand turn out of the boxes. So I think Kahale Kaluna, with its brilliant early pace, it'll be very, very tough to beat. It'll be a short price favourite on Saturday night. And look, with young pups, anything can happen, but this one really looks to be a star of the making.
There's plenty of experience there in the Hydes, no doubt about that. We're going to take a short break. Back with more of Going Greyhounds in a moment.
This Saturday night at Sydney's home of greyhound racing, Wentworth Park, Golden Easter Egg Grand Final night is set to explode. Ballistic Tip getting up on the inside. Bundy Bear lording. Bundy Bear coming at his skitter. They hit it. His skitter bobbed and won. Along with the Golden Easter Final, catch the Ambrosoli and Association Cup. Then hear the wash-up on Monday's Going Greyhounds with Mark Duclos. Right here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
The championships are here, showcasing the best of country and provincial racing throughout New South Wales. This inaugural series visits some of the state's most iconic tracks. Each race carries $100,000 prize money, with qualifiers progressing to the championship's final, Royal Randwick. Join us to celebrate this grand occasion with a free gourmet barbecue for everyone, guest appearances from Channel 7 celebrities, live music and more. Find your date at thechampionships.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse proudly introduce a high-quality filly. Buy more than ready. Gay's trained his best from Vintage, a Group 2 winner of 6 races.
No one would know more about More Than Ready than Gay Waterhouse. This is a particularly feminine filly, but she's got great bone for bulk. She walks in a remarkably determined fashion. She's full of class, and I like her enormously.
Join our dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit our website or call 1800 619999. AFSL 3360808.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're tuned to Going Greyhounds.
Yes, it's 10:45. You're listening to Going Greyhounds with Mark Duclos.
Thank you, Jason. Saturday night at Wentworth Park, of course, we had four semi-finals of the Golden Easter Egg. We had three heats of the Group 1 Association Cup for the Stays. As far as the Easter Egg is concerned, the first heat was taken out by Dinah Nico, prepared by Andrea Daly. It beat Over Limit in a time of 29.55, scoring by a length and a half. Dinah Double One took out the second semi-final, again for Andrea Daly, beating another Victorian, Ronray Spirit, by 10 lengths and running a time of 29.55. Recruitment took out the third semi, and it beat Hostile by a length and a half in the time of 29.60. And as we were mentioning just before the break, unfortunately, Hostile broke down shortly after the finish of that race and fractured a hock. It won't take its place in the final. And then in the last semi-final, Fernando Bale, absolutely brilliant again at Wentworth Park. It ran a time of 29.34 after a first section of 5.27, and it scored by two lengths from Dawkins Bale. The box draw for the Golden Easter Egg on Saturday night. Well, it's opened it up the race a little bit in the fact that the favourite's drawn box number 8, Fernando Bale, and he will have to show all of his brilliant customary early pace that he's got to win this race. But a greyhound that's been in great form of late is a greyhound by the name of Recruitment. He made the final of the Australian Cup at the Meadows. He was desperately unlucky in that race. He'd drawn box 6 again. He got to the first turn. He was cleaned up by Luca Novelk on his inside and also Lemia Bale coming down from box 8. He then came to Wentworth Park, ran a terrific race in his heat behind Fernando Bale, came out and won on Saturday night, and I'm pleased to say that his trainer, Debbie Coleman, joins us on Going Greyhounds this morning. Good morning, Deb.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well. I spoke to you directly after the semi-final on Saturday night. You were shaking like a leaf with pure excitement.
Yeah, just a bit exciting for me. Yeah, that's right.
Now, Recruitment, he started his career 12 months ago in the Magic Maiden. He was prepared by Sean Evans at the time, who is his owner. It's 12 months, and a lot happens in greyhound racing in 12 months, doesn't it?
It sure does. He hasn't had many starts in that time, but we're happy to have him. And as you know, Sean is my daughter's partner. So, yeah, it's all a family affair.
He's had 28 career starts, 10 wins, 8 minor placings. He's been ultra consistent. And as I mentioned earlier, Deb, he was unlucky in that Australian Cup final.
Definitely was, yes. He probably jumped too good that night. But as you said earlier, Luca Novelk sort of, it got the rails. He was, actually, I'm pretty sure he had his head in front of Luca Novelk just coming into the turn, and Luca Novelk seemed to sort of just go one stride too far into the straight before turning into the corner, and Lemia Bale came down on him, and that was the end of him.
You brought him back to Wentworth Park, and as I say, he's running the heat behind Fernando Bale, was outstanding. He then came up with a one box on Saturday night, and he had to tough it out because he had a greyhound of the calibre of Hostile, who's a track record holder at Geelong and who ran 29.45 the week before. He was hot on his tail, but Recruitment just kept hugging the fence and just kept bobbing along, and he was just too strong in the run home.
Yeah, that's right. Even the seven dogs, the seven and the eight, both pressured him right down the back straight. It wasn't until he went past the 500 boxes that I was pretty excited. I thought, well, he'll kick here, and that's what he did. So we were extremely happy.
Deb, you've had a long career in greyhound racing. I don't mean that disparagingly, but you have had a career which includes also being a steward at greyhound tracks in New South Wales.
Yes, that's right. My in-laws, they trained greyhounds many years ago. I used to help Owen Macon out. I used to work at Nowra and Dapto just in the kennels, became a club steward at Moss Vale and Appen. Greyhound Racing New South Wales put me on as a casual, I think it was about 2005.
You've jumped back over the fence.
I've jumped over the fence again.
You've turned your hand back to training, and yourself and your partner, Rob Camilleri, you're doing a great job with it. How many dogs do you have in work down there?
24 at the moment.
And you're racing virtually every day of the week?
That's right, yeah, exactly.
Now, Deb, the box draw on Saturday night, again, Recruitment has been dealt no favours. He's come up with box 6. We'll go through the egg draw. Dawkins Bale in 1, Zipping Midge in 2, Over Limit 3, Dinah Double 1, 4. Dinah Nico, a very fast beginner who does want to get off the track, he's drawn 5. Recruitment for Debbie Coleman has drawn 6. Ronray Spirit, another fast beginner in 7. And probably the best beginner I've ever seen at Wentworth Park in the last 10 years, Fernando Bale, he's drawn in box number 8. You've certainly got certainly got your chances stacked up against you on Saturday night with those greyhounds drawn directly inside and outside of you.
Yeah, it's an exceptionally good field. I have a very high opinion of Fernando Bale. Someone asked me the first week I was up at Wentworth Park, what dog, if I wanted to train a dog, what dog would it be? And I actually said Fernando Bale. So a very high opinion of it. Also, Rom Ray Spirit, owned by Ray and Arena Steele, close friends of ours. And even the dogs on the inside, you know, we're just happy to be there, you know. We'll just see what the outcome is on the first turn and see how he jumps, and we'll enjoy the night anyway.
I was just going to say that. He's been in a final of a Group 1 in the Australian Cup. What does it mean to you as a trainer and someone who, as I said, has been involved in greyhound racing for such a long time? What sort of a thrill is it for you just to be involved in the race?
Well, Mark, I remember Sid Swain with Cyrus the Virus. I remember how he carried on.
It was fantastic sight. Yeah, you're right. Him and Dean running down the straight, hugging each other.
Exactly. I said that to Rob the other night. I said my first real recollection of the Easter Egg, one I really remember, is Cyrus the Virus and Sid. And then 2 years later, Steve White with Power to Burn, because my daughter actually used to catch and travel with Power to Burn. So, and then working, I think I've worked every year at the Easter Egg ever since, except for last year and the year before. It just, the Easter Egg to me, it just means everything.
It is the pinnacle of greyhound racing in New South Wales, and it's a night where, as I say, we have a final of the Association Cup worth $100,000, the eggs worth $250,000 to the winner, but there's an absolute plethora of great racing going on. Deb, best of luck on Saturday night. Personally, I would love to see you win it.
I'd love to see me win it too.
Good on you, Deb. I'll speak to you Saturday night.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Debbie Coleman there, the trainer of Recruitment. And as I said, she's been involved in greyhound racing for a long while. She was a steward with Greyhound Racing New South Wales, officiating at Wentworth Park. And I think, I'm pretty certain Deb was actually there working last year on Easter Egg night. And 12 months later, she's there with a genuine contender in the Golden Easter Egg final. The fixed odds market, as far as tab.com.au is concerned, for the Golden Easter Egg, Fernando Bale, $2.30 favourite in front of Over Limit, who opened at $5 last night and is into $4.40 already. Dawkins Bale is $4.50, Dinah Double One $7, Dinah Nico $8, Ron Ray Spirit at $12, Recruitment $21, and Zipping Midge is also at $21. Joining us online now, Sydney's number one greyhound caller, Timmy Newbold. Morning, Battler.
Yeah, morning, Duke.
For you as a race caller, this is, I mean, you've been in the job for literally 6 months as far as taking over from the legendary Paul Imbrosoli is concerned. Tell us what your feelings are as a race caller going into a meeting like the Golden Easter Egg, where we've got the Egg Final, we've got the Association Cup, the Magic Maiden, the New Sensation, the Ultra Sense. Do the nerves kick in at all?
Oh, for sure, Duke. It's been pretty an anxious couple of weeks, I guess. As you said, I've only been in the position a little over 6 months, and taking over from PA, who is the greatest we've ever heard, and we'll never hear a better caller than PA. And it is an anxious time, and there's plenty of pressure. And going into Saturday night, the nerves will be there, but the heart's pumping, and it's something you love doing. You love calling greyhounds. You know, I'm greyhounds through and through. And Saturday night, when it does come, I'm sure when I jump in the car to drive to Wentworth Park on Saturday night, the heart will be pumping. But when you get up into that broadcast box and you just settle down, I'm sure everything will be A-OK, and you'll just take it all in. And a few people have actually said to me, you've got to enjoy it. You know, get past, you know, the nerves and the pressure, and make sure you enjoy it. So I've got to look at it that way as well.
I'm sure as soon as race one's out of the way, you'll be fine, mate. Now, let's take a look at some of these features. The Group 3 Magic Maiden, we spoke with Kim Hyde. Cahale Kaluna, the pre-post favourite, it's drawn 6. Black Bear Lee, quick beginner, who's drawn box 5, will cut straight to the fence.
I think Cahale Kaluna's beautifully boxed, and for the reasons what you've said, with Black Bear Lee drawn on its inside. It's got brilliant speed. Box manners basically are faultless. If he begins like he has in his first two starts, he should lead at the first turn. He runs 29.7. He shouldn't get run down. I think people might say being bad, you're badly drawn in boxes 4, 5, and 6, but at Wentworth Park, I think if you've got enough speed to be punching for the lead around the first turn, you can run a straight line. Those middle boxes aren't as bad as what some people make out, and particularly in this race with Black Bear Lee drawn on his inside, I think he's clearly the one to beat. I think he'll be a dominant favourite. I think the main danger might be the inside runner, Dear Darcy. It's beautifully drawn on the inside, run 29.89 last Friday. I think from the inside, Elliot's capable of going a bit quicker. Black Bear Lee is obviously a greyhound with mighty ability, but just that little tendency to run to the rail might bring it undone in the early stages.
That's the Group 3 Magic Maiden. We've also got the listed Ultra Sense, the Group 3 New Sensation, the Group 3 at the Ambrosoli, which will see the career of My Bro Fabio come to a close. The Enesis have stated that this was going to be swan song. It may also be the case for Ritza Hattie, but the stayers are on show as well, Timmy. The Association Cup, we had 3 heats of the Group 1 Association Cup on Saturday night. In the first heat, Zipping Felix beat Lily Set and Unix Bale in a time of 41.99. The second heat, Lady Toy beat Sweet It Is, who is making her return to the track for the first time in 3 months. Nikki Fields ran third. They ran 41.90. And then in the final heat, Space Star was absolutely dominant. He ran 41.71, Zipping Maggie and OPEC Bale. The box draw, as far as the Association Cup is concerned, we've got Lady Toy in 1, Space Star in 2, and Sweet It Is in box number 4. What did you make of Sweet It Is's return to the track?
I thought she was very good. We didn't really know what to expect, did we? Because she hadn't been seen since Boxing Day in the Sale Cup. But she began cleanly, and then she copped a little bit of a check in the early stages. She lost momentum. She probably lost maybe 3 to 4 lengths. And then she just parked behind the front runners. And she was doing her best work late in the race, which she always does. I think she'll strip a heck of a lot fitter on Saturday night with that run under her belt. But she's a little awkwardly drawn again. Drawn on the outside of Lily Set, who's normally a pretty good beginner and does want to run to the outside a little, or just gets a little bit wide in the early stages. So I think the best case scenario would be to miss the kick this week, Sweet It Is, and drop over onto the fence. And if she does that, we all know what she's capable of doing on a night. And look, I think there's plenty of scope for improvement after last Saturday night.
I think Lady Toy probably punches up from the red and maybe gives the run through to Space Star as well. If that's the case, it's going to be an enthralling final, particularly if Sweet It Is able to find a spot on the fence.
Yeah, well, I think the two inside greyhounds, they really hold the key. Lady Toy has shown a bit more speed in her 2 runs at Wentworth Park than what we were probably seeing down in Victoria. And drawn underneath Space Star, she's going to get a heap of room to move and drive up in the rush to the first turn. Look, he can run anything on his night, Space Star. I do prefer him when he's drawn wider out on the track, but he's capable from any box. But I think the way they're drawn, I think Lady Toy is drawn to get that beautiful run through the first turn, and she might even be able to lead if she does show the speed she's shown in the runs at Wentworth Park in the last couple of weeks.
We're just short on time now, Timmy. Just talk us through the Easter egg. Fernando Bale, as I mentioned on the coverage on Saturday night, and I said again this morning, one of the most faultless beginners I've ever seen at Wentworth Park.
He just continues to nail the jump. He's a bit touchy at other tracks down in Victoria, but at Wentworth Park, he just nails it every time he comes out of the boxes. Box number 8, I don't think he's that badly drawn out there. I think the key to the race is number 5, Diana Nico. She's a brilliant beginner, and she wants to run to the rail a little. So she might give a beautiful card to the 3 greyhounds on her outside. I think Diana double 1, I think his chances have been done and dusted after drawing inside the kennel, mate, Diana Nico. I think he's going to get poleaxed in the first 20 or 30 metres. Over Limit, I believe, is a little bit of a risk where he's drawn as well. Dawkins Bale is off to get the gun run underneath a wider runner. But I think Diana Nico, as I said, I think it does hold the key. If it pings and cuts, the outside trio are going to get a great card across. And Fernando Bale, if he begins like he has been, he might be straight there on the outside of Diana Nico. He'll put her away down the back straight if he's there ready to pounce.
Good luck with your first Group 1 Golden Easter egg call, mate.
Thanks, Hugh.
Timmy Newbold there, who will be in action on Saturday night calling all the big races, the Group Golden Easter Egg, the Group 1 Association Cup, the Ultra Sense, the New Sensation, the Magic Maiden. It will be a terrific night, and we will be there live trackside on Sky Racing 1 from around 6:30 p.m. Very quickly, the Group 2 launching pad will be held on Thursday night at Sandown Park, the final of this race, a sweepstake race where owners and trainers paid a $2,000 nomination fee. The money went into the kitty. It's a $200,000 race. Electra Concord is the favourite at $2.90 at the moment in front of Rockahoola Baby, which is $4.80. Greyhound I've got a bit of a time for is a greyhound called Ballerina, who's drawn box six. It's currently $5.50. We've also got the big final of the Ipswich Auction Series on Saturday night. And in this, War Pitcher is drawn box number eight. The fastest semi-final winner was Littermate and Kennelmate in the pitcher, who's drawn box number four. It ran 30.77. Tomorrow night on the Catching Pen, Jace, a full review and a full preview of the Golden Easter Egg, the Association Cup, the launching pad, all the latest news in greyhound racing, and a whole lot more. That is 6:30 p.m. Tuesday night on Channel 520 Sky Racing 2.
Plenty to look forward to, isn't there, Duke? What's your early tip for the Golden Easter Egg?
Look, I went against Fernando Bale on Saturday night. I thought Lemire Bale may have been able to hold it up. As I said, this greyhound has just got blinding speed from the boxes at Wentworth Park. He's got Ron Ray Spirit drawn inside him, who wants to get to the fence and is a good beginner. Recruitment's a good beginner, wants to get to the fence. Dino Nico is a good beginner and gets to the fence. This greyhound can run 5:30 to the first mark. None of these other greyhounds, I don't think, can run that. I can just see it sailing down the outside, chopping them off at the first turn, and another East Egg heading south.
Yeah.
as much as it pains me to say that, they are just dominant. I mean, look, we have one New South Wales greyhound in the final field. Seven of them come from Victoria, or Paul Stewart trains Over Limit, who's based in Western Australia. But the Victorians have just dominated this race, and they've dominated it for a long while. They won it last year with Tonk, trained by Jamie Ennis.
Oh, well, good luck to them. It should be a fantastic night, Duke, I'm sure.
Certainly will be, Jase.
Absolutely. I'm Mark Duclos with Going Greyhounds.